It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 566.
Yeah, it's Fat Friday and we got Hayden Dib in the building.
Yeah.
One of the biggest gronks within the Gronks Gronk.
Yeah, officially.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a little surprise for you within this episode. Oh. So we'll get to that, but
it's laser removal.
God, for the hair or for the tat?
No, for his Hummus tat, not the
tat. Thank God.
Or 97 had a good point. Is it for his hair? Anywhere you want, back, chest. Oh,
I did this recently. Yeah, I've got no hair. I've got no hair again.
Oh, it looks so good.
But you're compensating on your beard. Are you going bald? Is that why you did it?
No, I just... I'm lazy.
No, it's a flex how thick his hair is.
Yeah, well, if I have less here, there's more here.
To be honest, I don't actually know what you'd look like with hair. Like, imagine you with just
No, we do know because when you were traveling, you wore a wig.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
They were spectacular.
Yeah. Can I post a photo 100% on Instagram?
You can. Right. You should post the one of Michael though, because the ones of Michael have to be the best. One of my friends actually messaged me and he's like, wait, are you hanging out with Mick Molloy in China?
I said Tony Mockbell when he got caught in Greece. Yeah. Athens.
It's so good.
We did look like Gronks.
You had, it's hard to shake off when you are one.
Yeah.
You had something planned today and I got some intel, which I wasn't too happy about. Run us through what we were going to do today on the
Today we were going to taste the official hot sauce of the Daily Talk Show, but it's not right yet.
What was it going to be called?
Gronk sauce.
Yes.
It's called Gronk sauce. And I have posters, branding for it. I have everything for it, but I don't want to give it to you until it's absolutely perfect.
I appreciate that.
I do have the first iteration here. I don't know if it's 100% edible, but we will try it.
Okay, great. Right. So what happened to it? You said that you called me and said, mate, it's spoiled overnight. What does that mean?
It just didn't taste right. Like, it doesn't taste good.
Is that like a bad recipe? Bad chef blaming the food itself, the cooking?
I don't know what happened, but it's not right yet and I just want to make it perfect.
So if I make a dinner that's shit, can I just say it went bad?
It's spoiled.
Yeah.
Do we need preservatives in the sauce?
What a stupid question.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Of course it is.
I was waiting for the answer.
But we decided as soon as
you don't need preservatives. What you do is like you sterilize the bottles and everything in hot water and then adding something like vinegar helps it preserve, over time.
So I'm just pulling up things you've hidden underneath.
So there's two sauces. This is leaking everywhere.
This is the Gronk sauce test.
This is the first.
It's a Gronk move to bring a sauce that leaks everywhere.
Yeah. So this is the test. This is the test sauce that we first made. There's footage of that as well. So I'll have to give that to you. Yeah. We'll try this. Maybe.
Is it spoiled?
I made it on the 8th of the 10th.
So that's why it's spoiled. I thought you said it's spoiled overnight.
No, that's a different one. That one's definitely spoiled.
Really? So this one is one that you made. Okay, perfect.
Let's smell it.
Before you get into that and before we talk about this,
that's not good. I don't think that's spoiled. That's really fucking spoiled. That's actually what you call rancid.
Is it?
That's rotten.
Rotten.
And so anyway, when you said that you fucked the sauce, basically.
Yep.
I got 97 to order us two different pizzas from Domino's.
Yep.
Our friend PK, who eats plant-based, was basically talking about...
He's a vegan?
Is he vegan? I wasn't sure.
Remember we went to a burger place and he got the vegetarian, had cheese, he took the cheese off and we ate the cheese?
Yeah. Anyway, he said that he's like, mate, the plant-based Domino's menu's great. They're... vegan Hawaiian was great.
Which means fake ham and fake cheese.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing a blind test?
But is there still pineapple on this pizza?
Okay, so we've both got one, Josh and I. Can we just, you close your eyes and I'll feed a piece into your mouth. You take a bite.
Okay. And so-
And then Josh, and so you-
This is actually my dream come true.
Just closing your eyes and hoping pizza. That something-
And hoping something comes into my mouth.
So what we'll do, close your eyes now, please. So Tommy and I will have the pizzas. Whoever's got the pizza that's vegan will put their hand up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So close your eyes. Your eyes are closed.
Yep.
And one of the hands have gone up and you're going to taste one pizza now.
Can there be-
Do you want to go first or I go first? Josh, what do you think?
Okay, I can go first.
Okay. All right. I'm going.
All right. And so
Who's going first?
I'm going to go first.
Okay. Where's the slice of pizza?
Hang on.
Just open your mouth now. Move your arm around a bit more. And yeah, that's good. Okay.
Oh.
And now munch down, please. That was good. You actually didn't get anything in your top. Mm. Well done. I would have got shit all over myself.
Okay. Now, first impressions of that pizza?
Or should we just get him to take a bite of this one?
Mm.
And then
the first one? Let's go to the next one.
Okay, here we go. It's coming in.
Choo-choo.
All right. And so the pizza's coming now. That wasn't pizza. That was my
left nut.
All right. So do you want to close the boxes and then I can open my eyes
and
decipher?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Ready? And go. Open your eyes. What did you think?
That's got meat on it.
So mine's got the one
that's the vegan one.
So Josh's is the meat.
The meat one.
And then this one's the... you're saying I've got the vegan.
You've got the vegan one because that, I don't know, my thought process was that I could, like, there's something about meat that you can't hide it. And that tasted more like meat.
I think you're wrong.
You are wrong.
It looks, no.
Mate, look at that. That's not.
So that is.
What?
Look at that one.
And then look at this one. This is a meat one. Yeah. This is fucking meat.
You
got it wrong.
So you thought the vegan one was meat.
Yeah. Oh my God, I want the vegan one. Here.
This is the rest of this one for you.
That's a very good pizza. That's very good.
That's exciting. Great. That's like that's a win for vegans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Domino's have nailed it.
Mate, and it doesn't smell like meat.
Tell me that's not a good pizza. I mean, fuck the pineapple.
I like it a lot. It's good.
Yeah.
Does that not taste exactly like a Hawaiian?
That's real good.
Seps?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what it makes sense when you've got millions of dollars in your R&D team.
What's R&D again?
Research and development.
Okay, yeah. Mate, this is good. Domino's.
That's why mine fucked up. I don't have an R&D team. It's very good, but I think it would be better with the hottest hot sauce in the world on it.
So this is the bottle that you've brought, the non-rancid one.
This is a non-rancid one. This expires on... it has it somewhere.
It's gone.
Is it there?
Have you got it there?
It's so hot that it doesn't matter when it.
Oh, here you go.
When there is an expiry date. Yeah, he was looking at that.
Was that not?
2021. All right, this has not been opened yet. And a bit of a back. So this is from a show called Hot Ones.
Yeah. It's huge. That show is awesome.
Unbelievably big. This has Pepper X in it, which is the hottest pepper on the planet. And it has a different version of that pepper also in it called Chocolate Pepper X.
Chocolate Pepper X. So, Josh likes chocolate, so far out. Are you going to have this?
I'm going to do it.
Do you want to start? Do you want to do it first as the guest?
No, we're all going to do it together.
At the same time?
We're all going to do it together. So choose your Mason. You're doing it as well.
Okay, great.
This is unlikely.
Chef, do you want to... can we get you in somehow or not really?
Yeah, let's get him in.
It's a bit of a pain.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you want to swing around a mic and I'll just...
I reckon
I'm gonna read the caution on the sauce. It says, caution. The last dab, the hottest sauce on Hot Ones, known for turning guests and fans alike into stuttering, fire-breathing lunatics.
Yeah.
Just got even crazier. In addition to Smoking Ed's infamous Pepper X, this is XX rated edition. Gets the 1-2 punch. It's going to hurt.
It's going to real. It's sting ring stuff. Yeah. It's real sting ring. This is the loosest we've ever got. We just move the camera while it's on. But
this
it's still recording.
This is what happens when Hayden did on the show. All right. So are you going to go for the vegan? Or
I'm going down, I'm killing an animal with
me. I think I like your thought process.
I agree with that, to be honest.
Lynn Jansen would agree.
Yeah. Oh, don't do that.
Oh, my God, that smells hot. It smells. Yeah.
This is the best.
Just smell the lunch.
I can't believe I'm doing this with. I can't believe I'm making.
Is your mic on?
Yeah.
It's on. All right. Hang on. I got
all
my piece.
Okay. All right.
Perfect.
So now put it back down.
Oh, you're gonna do it.
I'm gonna do a little dab.
Don't. He gets.
No. I'm just doing a little dab. I'm not gonna hurt you. That
speaking
much.
To the mic, okay, mate. So, if you're gonna talk.
Yeah. Okay. So he's just.
I've never been on a podcast before.
Where are you going, Seb?
He's just plugging in headphones.
Yeah.
So Hayden is putting a bit of hot sauce on all of them.
Do you want to give it a bit of a boot from the back?
Now, where's the lid?
Where is the lid? I don't know, mate. You've got the lid.
Here it is. Here it is.
Okay. Here we go. He needs to give it a shake because it's. You import. How much was this bottle?
To get it imported was like almost $40.
Okay.
Oh. And it's from the States. So.
Good shake of the sauce bottle, they say.
Have you got your phone on you, Sevs?
No, I'll grab it.
Or just someone's got their phone? Josh's got his phone? Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah,
he's
got the old iPhone.
I just wanted to get a bit of Josh get some close-ups with the wide.
Yeah, video? Do you want video?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's coming out. It's coming out.
Okay, here we go.
I feel like, yeah, maybe just push it down there. Like I've seen how they do this in Hot Ones. And it's a tiny little bit. Mm-hmm. It's a tiny little bit that they use.
This is the vegan one.
How much yours. Have you put on?
That's mine.
Yeah, that's your. And speaking to the mic, mate, if you want to talk.
That's mine. All right. Okay. So we've got four pieces covered.
Right.
Okay. I'm glad that it's positioned like this because there's one with more on it than all the others.
Okay.
Right.
So that's yours. I'm just going to put my phone away now.
That's yours.
Okay.
That's yours. That's yours.
Look at that. You got the most, Mr. Sebs.
Josh Jansen.
I told you to turn that off.
What an absolute grog.
Is this mine?
No. I mean, this show's, there's no rules on this show.
There you go.
That's yours.
I feel the
thinking
nerves.
About water or anything.
No,
you know, I'm just going to dip.
See how it goes. All
right, I'm just going to dip.
I've got like double the amount that you have.
Yeah, it's because you.
Look how much I have.
Okay, all right.
Ready?
Ready? One,
three, two, one. Mmm. Instantly tastes good, but there is a kick instantly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to keep smashing. Yeah, it's there.
Oh, that's after.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It just starts.
Should we have waited to the end of the show to do this?
Do you reckon it's that strong?
I'm shivering. Oh,
it's in my chest. 97 now. You talk to the microphone, mate.
It helps to keep eating, but then talking's bad, man.
Yeah.
Talking's
bad. Have we got milk?
No.
We didn't
prepare. He got.
We didn't prepare for this at all.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, carbs. The carbs help.
You know when you start feeling like your head is hot?
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Oh, it's coming out my fucking ears. How's everyone doing?
I'm okay for the moment. Good news, guys. It's zero calories.
Zero calories. That's good.
97 is burning calories, I reckon.
I need another piece of pizza.
Yeah, I'm having some vegan
one. I have some vegan
one. This is good.
How's the cheese on that?
It's good. I could actually have some more hot sauce.
Not cheese.
Oh,
okay. I had too much.
Dip in there.
Yeah. I'm dipping in mine too.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, no.
I don't reckon it's as hot. I need to go more. I need to do more. Be more full on. I think because I'm. I reckon we went too soft for me.
Okay. Well, you know what? I had a lot. I dipped.
And so, when did you buy this?
Like a year ago.
Mm-hmm. And so you were.
I hadn't opened it yet.
Are you a fan of the show?
I love the show. Sean Evans is, in my opinion, he's one of the best interviewers, talk show interviewers. Like the question. Some of his questions are just unbelievable. Oh, no. Wait.
I tell you who's an absolute animal, Gary V, with the hot sauce.
I haven't seen his episode yet.
So how much?
Dude, he just
kills it. No, stop.
All right, that's
my God.
So I reckon, no, seriously, I don't think it's that crazy. Here we go. This is like me and the edibles all over again, isn't it? So I'll just do this.
What happened after he said that on the edibles?
Well, Josh has just had a lot.
Is that a lot or no?
You're right.
Yeah, no, you'll be right.
You'll be fine.
Do you want to add some more or no?
No, I'm good.
All right, it's good.
Oh, yeah. I think this show would just be watching Josh descend into madness. Yeah,
That's
way harder. Was that a mistake? Yeah, it was.
I'm just trying to allow it to be in my mouth a bit longer.
Yeah, don't.
The annoying thing is I don't want to talk because it's hot.
Talking actually like.
Breathing in's better.
Accentuates it.
What is this? At Domino's, we're always hungry. Hungry to serve you real food faster. Hungry to find fresher, tastier recipes. Hungry to fix things when we get them wrong. Because at Domino's, we're hungry to be better.
They're hungry.
I think so.
Give me I'll do another bit.
All right, here you go.
Is it really the hottest?
No, there's a hotter now. It was a year ago.
So there's a hotter one from the same
company. So what's the the hiccup thing?
That's good. There we go.
Do you get hiccups?
Not that much, but yeah, I'm feeling it on my tongue now. Mm. So what is the my tongue.
I tell you, Hayden's shit at talking into the mic, but he can eat into a microphone. You're a fucking animal, dude. Get some respect for our microphone.
I'm so sorry. But
and so
we're gonna have to replace the whole mic.
I'm happy to take this one off your hands.
You so you've done some branding for the Gronk sauce. I love the name.
I'm gonna show it to you.
Are you gonna show us?
No, I'm gonna show you.
Can we put this out there?
It's actually a really good flavour in that sauce.
It's good. It's got good heat.
Sev's doesn't, you're not a hot guy?
Nah.
How are you feeling?
It's isolated on the back right of my tongue.
Yeah. It's like a stinging heat.
Really. Yeah.
It's a stinging heat. So there we go.
Yeah, I love that.
I'll show you.
But I'll show you. So you've got all your individual.
Oh, I love it.
You've got individual brandings.
So you've got TJJJ97.
So is mine going to be like
lemon and herb?
Is that we're going to have different levels of hot sauce?
It's yours, man.
Oh yeah, go.
Yeah. Mm. And then I made a poster as well. Here we go. I made a poster as
well. Yeah, great. #GronkSauce.
#GronkSauce.
Yeah, great. Right.
Yeah.
97 got something the other day.
Oh yeah. This is the surprise.
Oh god.
Yeah. So I mean, you're not the only one who's brought gifts. Sev's. Actually let's just let him open it. So we've got an envelope.
Looks like you
came yesterday.
Got stuck into it.
No, we haven't even opened it.
Straight post, am I right?
Yeah, one of the only main postal business in Australia.
Yeah, they're great.
Student of the week.
Yeah, it feels like some kind of award, but what is it?
Oh,
he still doesn't know what it is. Just describe what you're seeing.
They're stickers.
No, are they?
Are they? Oh, are they tattoo? Are they like?
They're temporary.
Temporary tattoos. So, Mr. 97, tell them what you've done.
Well, so I wanted to get some temporary tattoos that we could stick on our arms to make you feel a bit better about yours.
Oh, how lovely!
and you can put just, one
you know,
on the like, other.
But you know the size though.
Yeah. So
I think you should all do.
Hang on, can
at least six each.
Let's see.
They're reverse. That's how they work,
I
mate.
See. Yeah.
I think you should all put three on each.
So you can put one on your other.
No.
Tricep.
I've already got one.
A real one.
I've got a. Have you seen the size of it? Yeah. It was a surprise to me.
Can you show it again? I want to have a look at it.
Yeah, I mean that's a bit bigger than these.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just slightly.
Yeah.
Have you? Anyone said anything? Anyone randomly seen it and said, "What's that?"
No, it's in quite a hidden spot.
Yeah.
Right. Do you want me to get a flannel?
Why?
Can I have this last slice, guys?
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
You can do one.
How about you do one?
Oh, flannel. You're talking about
a flannel.
Face washer.
Yeah. So you can.
Fuck. Why is he called it a flannel?
I guess we need scissors to cut it out.
You need scissors. We'll definitely get some ones for on the arm to get a photo after.
Who calls a face washer flannel?
I know.
Flannel.
Why?
Why?
I don't know. That's just what it is.
Yeah, but what do you call a flannel shirt?
Flannel shirt.
No.
A flannel you wash your face with.
Is it a New Zealand term?
Maybe. No. You've got tea towels and then you've got flannels.
But is flannel just the material?
Yeah, but why are you washing your face with flannel? Surely that's not a good material to get wet.
Do you know another language? Do you speak any other languages?
No.
So I feel like there's...
Does it look like I do?
No. No, I feel like there's... growing up, you would hear stories of like, it's very common that the words that you use a lot at home...
Mm.
Whatever your first language is, that's what you use, right? Like, so there's a bunch of, I remember there was a bunch of kids at my school that wouldn't know what a toothbrush, like how to say toothbrush, because they would always just say it in their first language because the parents would be like.
So what were they saying?
I don't know, whatever the language was.
Yeah, so they go between.
Yeah, but I guess this is almost like the new, like he's got a lot of quirks, like calling the shopping centre a mall.
Yeah, the mall.
Yeah. That's a New Zealand, I think that's a New Zealand thing.
Yeah, so that's what, snack tea. I don't even think that's a New Zealand thing.
What's snack tea?
Explain what snack tea is.
A snack tea is where you've got when your parents can't be bothered cooking or you can't be bothered cooking. And so you end up cutting up like carrot sticks or capsicum sticks and you have those for dinner.
This is pre Uber Eats.
Or it's just called an entree.
This is entree.
It's before. Yeah, it's called a snack. There's no need for the tea at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's just a snack.
Tea.
Yeah.
Why do you call dinner tea?
Don't know.
I used to do that when I was a kid.
But that's a difference between like the north of England and like London. Like there's like, they call it tea in like Brighton, and then London they call it dinner. Mm. And they have this like massive rivalry over it.
Yeah, that's why I don't like when people call dinner tea.
Tea.
But it's like, then what do you call tea?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like,
do you want some tea?
And I'm like, I'd love some tea. Well, and then you bring out a roast dinner.
What's afternoon tea?
I was like, fuck this.
What's afternoon tea if it's not tea?
Afternoon tea is what they did.
What is that? What
teachers
is that?
Did so they didn't have to see you for 15 minutes.
You really think that's what it is?
They're like, play eat, lunch. Shut up and eat. I don't want to talk to you for 15 minutes.
One of the words I haven't liked is for farts is fluffs.
Oh, no. Don't like fluffs.
I don't know who says that.
I don't like that either.
A lot of women say fluffs.
Amy says fluffs.
It's a very just
is
nah.
Is it a way to make farts a little bit feminine?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I did a fluff. Yeah.
There's nothing feminine
Bree
about
says,
my
fart. I nearly shoot myself. Chief farter.
Yeah. Well, when I fluff,
we always every episode we have to mention shitting ourselves.
Have you?
I've actually shit myself.
So tell the story.
Zimbabwe.
Mate, you were
was this
there?
Just recently?
Yeah. No. When was I in Bali?
No, it was like 3 months ago.
3 months ago. Me and a friend of mine went to Bali.
Is this when you shat yourself?
Yes, I shat myself. Okay. We went to Bali and on the third day, we left 10 days. On the third day, we had something. Both of us had the same thing. And
What was it?
It was either ice in a cocktail or it was the buffet breakfast at a hotel. Or it was when we were eating hot wings and we kept dipping our hands in the ice bucket. To clean our fingers.
It's probably that.
So there was a couple of different avenues. It all happened on the same day and it hit both of us. So we like narrowed it down to those three things. But what had happened is, so the day was going pretty well. I had had about 4 to 5 Long Island iced teas.
Okay. So you've
which is all ice.
I'm fucking smashed. It's 9 shots of like straight alcohol in there.
So much.
It's so much. Anyway, I'm feeling great. My mate is starting to feel a little bit he's starting to feel shitty, but he goes, he just thinks it's the alcohol. Mm-hmm. And anyway, he's like back and forth to the bathroom. I was like, are you okay? But I was drunk. So I was like, fucking, you're a bitch. anyway, we're at his parents' hotel because they're there at the same time as us. And he goes, we go back to their hotel room and he continues to spend the next 2 hours vomiting in the bathroom. And because
I'm
drunk.
Were you still calling him a bitch at this point?
No. I was listening to him on the outside just being like,
uh-oh.
This is not good. Like, no, this yeah. is not. Like, I after
what
the
What did
first,
it sound like?
It was like.
Like that?
Yeah, but after 10 minutes of that, that's.
It's just dry heaving after 10 minutes. But this is for 2 hours straight. Like, there's nothing left in him.
Were you saying, hey, bro, you all right?
Oh, I was trying to, but like, there's not
You're
much.
Drunk.
I was drunk.
Did it make you feel sick hearing him sick?
Yeah. Well, so this is what happened. So after 2 hours of listening to him dry heave and vomit, I started to feel a little bit sick. And I go, oh, I'm sick because I'm drunk and because I'm hearing him
vomiting.
Sick. So I said to him, I go, we should probably, we need to head back to our place. So we just need to bite the bullet. Like, we need a little bit of a time window where both of us aren't going to puke and we'll go back. Anyway, we get into a random cab and we're like, take us here. And he's sitting in the front. I'm like, you sit in the front because you're sick. I don't want you to vomit anymore. I'm sitting in the back. Little do I know, I am ready to launch. I am sitting in the back. Like, you know, when you sit in the back of a car and you look at your phone and you have to like put your phone down, you have to like look at a certain point. That was me for 25 minutes. And I was just like eyeing off spots as we were driving past to get out of the car and vomit. Anyway, we get to our like villa is like in a little side street and the guy pulls up here. And as we're pulling up, it like it's on its way up. I throw my wallet, just fucking piffed it into the front of the car. And I was like, pay the man. I open the door. I was like, just projectile vomiting.
Oh no.
And you haven't even shit yourself.
Projectile vomiting into the street.
Yeah.
And my Luke, my friend, is trying to like run and walk away as fast as possible because he doesn't want to
be associated with
me. Yeah, he doesn't want to be associated with me. Yeah. And he also like he knows the sound of it will make him puke. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, he gets like a half a meter and then he's like, I look up and I'm like, and he's like over there, he's like,
oh, no.
just in the street. Anyway, it's like two broken souls trying to get into a into this house. We open the door, we go both into our own, we had separate bathrooms, which was a fucking godsend, blessing, a godsend. I get into my bathroom and I'm vomiting, and then whoop.
Yeah.
Well, the other side's coming out, and I don't know if you ever shit yourself while you're vomiting, but there's not a lot you can do about positioning.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can sit and try and vomit between your legs. But if you're already head first into a toilet.
Yeah, you'd have to be lying down on your side with your legs straight.
Yeah.
To be able to.
It was weird. So I'm head in the toilet and obviously I haven't got enough time to get up and spin around. So just both ends.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's so annoying.
So how was Bali?
Oh, it was fucking horrible. that continued for about 4 or 5 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Every day you were vomiting, could you eat anything?
It was literally like at one point I was like saying out loud, I was like, there's nothing left in me. Why do I keep vomiting? And it was just, yeah, it was horrible.
At what point do you go to the doctor or hospital?
Well, there's not really much you can do. It's called Bali Belly and you just kind of have to like drink a shit ton of your colts, try and eat something that's not going to upset your stomach. So we ended up, because there's like a thing in Indonesia, it's like called, it's like Uber Eats. And we were like ordering random food and
testing the waters.
And just every time we ordered something, me and Luke were like, I don't think we should eat this.
What was it? What's the things we
ordered? It was like, we got one time, we got like this, like rice and chicken.
No.
And it was just like every single time something arrived, we're like, we shouldn't eat this, but there's nothing in our system.
Yeah.
We need to have
gastro stop. Did you try to take gastro stop?
We tried everything.
And none of it worked.
None of it worked.
Did your mate shit his pants?
It's the water. It's got something to do with the water.
There's a bug in the water. Like, there's something inside of the water.
It's just not treated the same way our water's treated. And
what do the locals do?
Are you a little bit sensitive?
The locals are used to it.
Are you just sensitive?
The locals are used to it, yeah. I'm sensitive. Mm-hmm. I'm a sensitive baby.
I get it.
I was off. I felt off when I got back from Bali, but luckily I didn't get it bad when I was there.
But I actually think it wasn't. I think it was actually food poisoning because, like, I've heard about Bali Belly and I've heard that it's bad. But ours was like, literally, if you mentioned it to Luke, he's like, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
I do not want to talk about it.
What have you found, mate? Anything, any info on Bali Belly?
He's just looking up accommodation.
There's bacteria. Yeah. There's something in the water.
It's something in the water. It's just
E. coli.
God.
There you go.
It's like drinking out of Kunung Creek.
it'd probably be cleaner water.
It's like, yeah, making, it's like mixing, it's creating the iced teas or whatever with the ice.
So like the high end bars and stuff like the W and the hotels, they also use
the plastic ones or whatever, like the fake ice cubes.
So there's two types of ice cubes in Indonesia. The ones that are safe are the ones with the hole through them. And then you've got the other one that's just like normal ice. That's the one you have to stay away with. Sure. But the thing was, is all of the ice that we actually had the hole in it.
Okay.
So I don't know if it was shitty ice or we got food poisoning.
What did you eat?
What did we eat? We think it was when we had the breakfast buffet and something
it's
maybe had been
the breakfast buffet.
It always the fucking breakfast buffet. Like,
sausages or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really remember the trip. It was fucking pretty much a day. I was in bed for like 5 days.
I remember because you were so excited. I remember the photos before and just like even us talking before you're leaving, and it was so exciting. And then seeing
so pumped.
You needed another holiday when you came back.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, I need a getaway. I need a holiday for that holiday. Nightmare. It was not good.
Hayden Dibb, thank you so much for your honorable
Daily Talk Show tattoo,
and also for being a top bloke in 2019. You helped us out a bunch on a heap of shoots. You helped us film 97's hair bleaching.
Mm-hmm.
and many more little things. So we're looking forward to 2020. You've got your own podcast.
I do, yeah. It's off to a rocky start at the moment because of streaming services and all that jazz. But it's the Bread and Butter podcast, and I'm hosting it with my younger brother, Daniel, who has made an appearance and he's done some stuff with the show as well. But the show's basically us just kind of chatting to the people that we know and love and getting to know them a little bit more. Just having fun with it.
Really. And Chef Michael, what's the plan with him?
Chef Michael. So the first episode we recorded in Shanghai last week was such an amazing chat. I learned more about him, you know, in that hour that we spoke than I have sleeping in the same hotel room with him. So the plan is with him is he's the one helping me create this sauce. And end of the year, everything's kind of just madness. Yeah. So hopefully in the new year, we'll have a official branded sauce and Michael will help reveal it and you guys can taste it on some tasty wings.
Mate, love that.
Thank you. Yeah. Hayden Dim, give him a clap. He deserves a clap. The Daily Talk Show, hi@thedailytalkshow.com is the email address if you want to send us an email. Also, we're on Apple Podcasts where you can give us a review.
If you've shat yourself, we'd love to hear the story. Yeah. If you can write in an email, we'll read it out.
I think it could be a benchmark.
I'll act it out.
That'd be fun. It's definitely could be a thing. Maybe. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.